Okay, so tonight we are going to talk about Bikurim, the first fruit. And we're going to read the Psukim dealing with Bikurim. We're going to ask a few questions and develop an idea. The parsha opens, Perachavav, Vahaya ki zavo el aretz, Asher Hashem elkecha no sein lecha nachalav v'yishtav v'yishavtabah, will be when you come to the land that Hashem is giving to you as a lasting inheritance, and you inherit it, you live in it. V'lakachta merishis kol pri ha'adamah, asher tavi me'artzecha, asher Hashem elkecha no sein lecha lach, v'samtav ha'tara. You're going to take God, the first fruits you'll bring, that you're going to bring from your land that Hashem has given you, and you're going to place it in a basket. You're gonna go to the place that Hashem selected to cause his Shechina to dwell there, which obviously refers to Yerushalayim. You're gonna come to the Kohen that is in those days. And you're gonna tell him, Higati Hayom Lashem Elokecha, I have spoken to, or I've said today, I've told to Hashem your God, Kivasi Alar Shenishba Hashem Lavosenu Lasesladu, that I've come to the land that God has promised our ancestors to give to us. Vilakacha Kohen Atenem Yadecha, and the Kohen will take the basket from your hand, Vinicha Lifne Mizbach Hashem Alkecha, he will place it before the altar of Hashem, Vanisa, and you'll answer, Vamarta, you're going to say, Lefadav, Lifne Hashem Alkecha, before Hashem God, Arami Dovid Avid. Now these next psukim are pretty famous. Right? This is from taken. We say this on Seder night. God, that my father, my ancestor was, or can be one of two things. I guess in the Haggadah it says that Lavan the Arami wanted to destroy my father, referring to Yaakov. Other Mefarshim, by the way, say this means that my father, my ancestor, was a wanderer. That was Avram Avinu. But in the Haggadah we say, I'm smooting everyone. You can unmute yourself if you want to say something. That the Haggadah refers to it as Lavan wanted to destroy my father. And he went down. And he lived there with a small number, and he became a great and mighty nation. The Egyptians did bad to us. They oppressed us. They did a lot of bad. They made us practice a lot of. They placed upon us a lot of harsh work. We cried out to God. He listened to our voices. He took us out of Egypt. With an outstretched, with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. He brought us to this place. He brought us to this land, the land of flowing milk and honey. Vata, now, I brought the first fruits. Asherasata li Hashem, that Hashem you have given me, vinach to. And I have placed before Hashem your God, vishtach aviso, Hashem alkecha, and you will bow to Hashem. And then, v'samachta b'chalatov, and you will rejoice with all the good Asher Nasan Lacha Hashem Elokecha that Hashem has given you, Ulvesecha, your household, Atav, Alevi, Gershom, Mishorecha, you, the Levi, and the stranger that's in your midst. Okay, so we have Bikurim, we have this ritual. You come to Yerushalayim with this basket of produce, of fruit, declaring, in Pasuk Gimel, declaring that you're affirming Hashem's promise of bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. The Kohen is going to take the basket from your hand, place it before the Mizbeach. Then you're going to do this Arami Ovid Abi declaration, brief history of our people from Egypt until bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. And you say, now I'm bringing the first fruit. And then the last pasuk is, we're going to be happy with all the good Hashem has given us. So I want to ask a few questions. So first of all, what is the purpose of the two declarations? If you notice, there are two declarations. There's a declaration in Pasuk Gimel, and then there's the six Pasuk declaration of Arami and Ovid Avi. So what's this first Pasuk Gimel? Higati Ayom Lashem Elokecha. And then we have Psukim Hey through Yud. Why do you make the first declaration And then you do the second one, if I understand that. Why do we specifically mention the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim in connection with this mitzvah? Just, you bring it, you thank God for the fruit. Why are you talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Also, what's the role of the Kohen? You bring it to the Kohen that will be in those days. That's a very strange phrase. The Kohen's involved there. Is there a role for the Kohen? I also want to know what it means. Higarati Hayom. This is a little strange. And you're going to tell Pasuk Gimel, what's the Higarati Hayom? And you're going to come to the Kohen and you're going to say to him, I am telling you today. Why don't you say, what's Higarati Hayom? Just say, Basi al Haaretz Hashem Nispa Hashem Lavoseinu Laseislanu. You come to the Kohen and you say, I'm here. I'm telling you today. It's a little strange also. And also, Vianisa. Usually, when you Pasuk Hey, Vianisa, you're answering. Well, where's the question? So I want to know these two words. Also, it's Lashem. It's interesting in Pasuk Gimel, Lashem Elokecha. You're telling the Kohen about Hashem, your God. What about, isn't he our God? And in general, I want to talk about what's the goal of the Bikurim. So these are a bunch of questions I want to address. When you think about Bikurim, so what's the goal of Bikurim? What's the goal of Bikurim, you think? When you think of the mitzvah of Bikurim, what do you think the goal is?
To give thanks to Hashem.
So you think it's Hakaras HaTov. You think it's Hakaras HaTov. So what's interesting is in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam really goes one step further. It's much more than Hakaras HaTov, he thinks. He writes here in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Shlishi, Perek Lamates, the Rambam writes, Mikra Bikurim Yeshbo Midas Anova. It's more than simply gratitude. It's humility. Shehu Lokech Sal Al Ktefav, you're placing this basket on your shoulders. So first of all, I think that's like a little bit of a humbling experience. You know, you're putting it, you're carrying it, you know, it's a little humbling, like you have to bring this, like you're a load on you, like you're a lowly worker in a sense. Umodia chaste Hashem gbulosav lodia livnei ha'adam, and you are expressing the kindness of God to let everyone know. Shemei avodas Hashem shehu sheyiskor ha'adam itos tzoraso v'inyano mitzukosav kishiyarchiv Hashem lo, that it was from the avoda of Hashem. It's the service of Hashem that you have to remember your times of calamity. When Hashem gives you a lot, remember the bad times. More than simply hakaras hatov, more than simply gratitude, but don't think that, oh, look at me, I'm so great. It actually is an expression not only of gratitude, but of anova, of humility. The Torah tells us about this a lot. With a lot of force. Very often we say, remember you were slaves. Because there's fear from one of the more famous midos. Let's say you made it. You're successful. You're wealthy. You're living in relative peace and calm and tranquility. Ritzoni lomar, what's the big fear? When you made it, when you got it, your financial success, you're going to kick away, you're going to like reject Torah and mitzvahs, you're going to be arrogant, you're going to leave the truthful qualities, pentocha v'savata, because you're going to eat and be satiated, v'amar v'yishman yishun v'yivat, you're going to rebel, because you're going to become fat, and like, you know, reject God. Only think about yourself, how great you are, because you made it big. Because of this fear, tziva b'mikra bikurim b'chol shana lefanav yisala v'livnei shechir ha'sel. So therefore, because we're afraid of this, we're concerned, so we command in the pasuk mitzvah bikurim each and every year for God or for shechina. You come to God. Uchvar yadata gam kin chizik haTorah lezecher amakos shecholu al mitzrayim tamid l'man tizkor yom tzitzchem eretz Yisrael. So the Torah wants us to remember the makos, so we'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so you tell your kids, why do we have you subscribe? You tell your kids a story. So these teach us also fundamental principles. So again, it tells you fundamental principles, prophecy, reward and punishment. But the Rambam focuses on, and so I want to focus on this evening, that Bikurim is really more than Hakar Satov, yes, but also to humble us when there's a chance that we're not going to be humbled because of what we achieved. And I think that some of the language in the Bikurim sort of highlights that. What do we say? We say, in Pasuk Beis, you're going to take the first fruits, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha, you're going to bring from your land. You're going to think it's your land. But what is it? Asher Hashem Elokecha, Nosin Lach. No, Hashem gave it to you. Right? We have to realize whatever we have, no, God gave it to us. And the Ramban, the way the Ramban describes the Ramban describes Pasuk Gimel, Higati Ayom. Why don't you simply go to the Kohen? I'm here. Here's my basket of fruit. What's Higati Ayom? The Ramban says, Higati Ayom, Bipri Hazeh, I have made known with this fruit, Sheivesi, that I brought. Higati Vodeit L'Hashem Elokecha, I made known to Hashem, your God, Sheviani La'aretz, God who brought me to the land, Shenishba Levosei, that you promised our ancestors, Lasei Sladu. Videi Hashem Mekayim Dvar, I am making a declaration that God fulfilled his words. God promised he's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, or in Parshas Va'era. What do we say? So Hashem, you brought us to. Hashem told Moshe he's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and we are now affirming that Hashem fulfilled this promise. And I am giving thanks and praising to His name. V'tam he got the kmo siparti. He got like siparti. I told like vayagin moshes divir amel Hashem. Sipor is a story. Oh yeah, pirusho. He got the lacha. I've told to you the kohen, the chol omdi ma'elin, to those who are standing around. Vagada zohi laHashem lokecha. It's to Hashem your God. Kolomar lishmo. I'm saying this for God's sake. Kivasi alara shenishpa lavaseinu ki hu haveni elav love the bards. I'm making this declaration that He brought me here to serve Him in Eretz Yisrael. So there's. What you're doing here is, I look at the term of Higati Ayom as the precursor to the bracha. What's a bracha? What's a bracha? Let's say a birchos hamitzvah. So Chazal, or I would say Chazal, the Anshik Nes Hagdola, in the beginning of the Second Temple period, so they instituted tfilos and also brachos. What are brachos? Birchos HaMitzvah. There are different types of brachos. One type of bracha is a Birchos HaMitzvah. What's a Birchos HaMitzvah? It's a bracha that you say before you perform a mitzvah. Why are you reciting a bracha? You're adding religious significance to the mitzvah. In other words, you don't simply wave a lulav, but you say, I'm not simply waving this palm branch. I'm doing this because God told me to do so. Right? I'm not simply blowing shofar. I'm not listening to the shofar. I'm not simply listening to a shofar. But I'm doing this because God told me to do this. So it's almost as if you come with your mitzvah of Bikurim and you begin by saying, I'm telling you that basically I'm here, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing this because I'm bringing this because my bringing Bikurim is an act of praise to God, of admission. Now it's more than it's a birchos mitzvah. It's more than that. That the reason why I'm doing this, I'm bringing this fruit here, is because I'm celebrating the fact that God brought me to Eretz Yisrael. So it's like a bracha in a sense. You're adding religious significance of bringing the first fruit, and you're making a declaration that God kept His word. That's sort of like the first stage. So then the kohen takes the basket, and then pasuk hey vanisa vamarta. So the interesting there are different explanations to what's Vanisa. So I want to share with you, I want to focus on two explanations. One is Rashi, and one is the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Rashi says, Lashon, because Vanisa, you think it means an answer, right? And to La'anos means to answer. But where's the She'ela? There was no question. So that's what's bothering the Mefarshim. So there are some who say maybe there's some She'ela, but I want to focus on two different opinions here. Rashi says, Vanisa means to declare. Lashon haramas kol, you say it out loud. And then he says, you say to the Kohen who was in those days. So Rashi says, Eilecha el Kohen shebiyomecha kamoshehu. Means you give it to the Kohen. Whichever Kohen's there, that's who you That's who you bring the Bikurim to. And the Rabban is bothered by Rashi. The Rabban says,
I think he means that, you know, someone can say, like, this guy's nothing. I remember his father. No, that was a real Kohen. This guy's British.
Right. In other words, right. Rashi seems to
I'm
say.
Not going to bring it to this guy.
Right. Rashi seems to say that you should give it to whoever's there. Don't say that he's not worthy of my Bikurim. The Ramban is bothered by that because he says, Vitam elakon sheyeh bayamim ha'hem. So he says that elakon sheyeh bayamim ki heim nesunim la'anshe mishmar kol karbanos lo sheyolach imo kohen meiro lahakim bikurim. Don't the kohen who is assigned for that day is the one who is supposed to take the basket. You can't bring your own personal Kohen, you know, your buddy, Mr. Kohen, and say, you come with me and I'll bring the fruit to you. No, you don't do that. And he says, Varashi Kasav Elacha. So I'm sorry. That's how the Ramban explains it. Ramban says what it means is, don't bring your own personal Kohen. You have to use the Kohen who's there. And then he says, Rashi Kasav Elacha Kohen Sheyeh Biyamecha. No, it means the Kohen who lived at that time. Kamoshu. And Rabban says, "V'lo v'inas says that." I don't understand why Rashi is saying that. Kibinyan hazaken roy lomar shofar yishe yabiyamahein. When it comes to, let's say, going to a judge to, let's say, issue a ruling, so then it makes sense. Go to the judge who is in those days. Af al pi sheino gadol v'chacham kishoftim harishonim asher hayu lefanenim min haolam tzarich lishmo lo. I understand that. Let's say the Torah has to say that if, let's say, someone is issuing a judicial ruling, so he has to say, so you don't say, you know what, you're not so smart, I'm not going to listen to your ruling. Yeah, the judges of 20 years ago were much smarter, so I would listen to them, but I'm not going to listen to you. So then it makes sense. But for a regular ritual, like, why would you say, oh, I don't want to give to you. I would have given to a Kohen from years ago. What's the difference? It's just a ritual. What's the difference? So he says, well, who else would you give, if not for the Kohen in those days?
So Rashi could say, then it's extra. Why does the Torah have to tell you that?
Right. So Ramban is saying it means you can't bring your own personal Kohen. I think maybe Rashi is saying is that he wants to say that it doesn't make a difference who the Kohen is this time or next time. It could be that Rashi is saying that the identity of, it's not about the Kohen as being a great rabbi or a great spiritual leader or not a great spiritual leader. This, because the Kohen, I think, to some extent, serves the function of being an emissary of God. In other words, the Kohen's only role is simply to be the spokesperson. Like, you're basically making a declaration to God. You are humbling yourself in front of God. So the Kohen is the human being who is God's, you know, officer, God's emissary. So you may think, oh, I need like maybe a chashiv. You know, you're not chashiv enough to be God's emissary, because what you're really doing is you're having a conversation to God, and He is God's ambassador. And the point is that any Kohen who's there at that time can be God's ambassador. And I think that in the Psukim it says that, what does it say? You v'nicho lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. The Kohen takes the basket and he places it before the mizbeach of Hashem, your God. In other words, the Kohen is simply God's ambassador. You're really talking to God. And the Kohen is sort of being His assistant, whoever it is. Don't say, oh, he's not so great, you know, like, because I'm speaking to God now. I want to have a more chashuv ambassador, more chashuv representative. The ones who 20 years ago for last generation were greater. No. In other words, any Kohen who's there is just as chashuv. And so on the one hand, the Anisa is saying that you're really speaking to God, and the best you could do is speak to His assistant. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh is saying a little bit different. What else does Anisa could also come from the word Inui? So he says, some people say it's from the word lahatchil anisa vayad iov, to begin. But then he says ve'efsher shehu oni, maybe it means poverty. Kadam pacho shekibel tova gedola mi melech. So again, working with this humility theme, v'anisa, and you come to this. Oh, look at me! I have so much fruits. I'm so wealthy. You come to God, realizing, you know, and I'm really nothing. I got this unbelievable gift from the king. Shemayoni atzmo lefanav belev nishbar. So right. So he shemayoni atzmo lefanav. So like he humbles himself like a with a broken heart. You realize you come to God, you think you're so great, and then you come to God and you're like, why do you tell the history? You tell the history to emphasize your humility, how you really came from nothing, and everything's God. Everything's God. So it's not even, it's more than just a thank you, it's a thank you plus. Thank you leading to a sense of anava. You come to God, Vanisa, with a broken heart. Say, I'm just not worthy.
And we have the same thing in the Haggadah, you know, we start from a bad, right.
So,
Avedav does Aran.
So it's to appreciate the good, but I think it's more than that, I guess I'm trying to say. It's like feeling a sense of anava, feeling a sense of humility. And see, here's what happens. The last pasuk then says, once you go through this whole process of talking about your history, and we think that, okay, if you're Hakara Satov, then you thank God for this great wealth, and you leave. B'samachta, what's the last pasuk? B'cholatov, shenasan shem l'cha shem l'kech l'veisecha. So the mitzvah bikurim is to express gratitude, to thank God for all the good, and you're going to be happy. So we're saying like this. You've got to be happy with all the good that Hashem gave you, but what do you need to do first? You say thank you, right? That's what you have to do. You're wealthy. You made it big. You have to say thank you to Hashem and then be happy that once you do this, you'll be happy with all the good that Hashem gave you, right? But you have to say thank you first. But maybe not. Maybe v'samachta is, there's a different happiness. It's b'chol hatov. Maybe when you go through this process of thanking Hashem, of expressing gratitude, of humbling yourself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it transforms your simcha from what perhaps you thought it would be to something else. Rav Mecklenburg writes in Aktava Kabbalah, "V'samata b'cholatov kolomar, shadis to say shiloti asimchatcha b'meh sh'aretz yishalach." Simcha is not due to the fact that the land belongs to you. Uchilu kochacha v'otzim yarcha asal lacha zchayal azay, as if your strength did this. Ushaminak tivid hushpu lacha kol tov aretz. Or naturally, natural factors brought you all this goodness. Chalila lecha, ki bazet tifrok ol machushma melecha. God forbid, then you're going to, you know, throw the yoke of kingdom from you. So your simcha is obviously thanking God. You're so happy. Thank you, God. You know, even though I worked hard, thank you, God, for all the good that you gave me. But it's actually more than that. Amnam ikar machave besimchascha. The main intention with your happiness, tiyeh b'meh, shehi ikar kabalus elahuto yisparach. It's accepting God's divinity. For who yisod hashlemut. This is the foundation of completion. Shu yisparach hu levad adon kol haaretz. That God alone is the master of the whole land. Hu mashgiach alecha. He watches over you. V'hu yishpia lecha tovos eileh. And he brought you all this good. In other words, if you go through this process of Hakara Satov, but even more than that, going through the history, which underscores a feeling or which transforms your feeling from Hakara Satov to Anava, humility, then at the end of the day, what you're happy for is not simply what he gave you, but you're happy for the relationship. In other words, all of a sudden your happiness becomes from a material, physical, thank you, material happiness to a spiritual happiness from a relationship base. There's the Hakara Satov transforms the simcha. It's not that you're happy and therefore you thank God. It's actually your gratitude transforms your simcha into something that much deeper. And I think to some extent that, you know, how can we don't have Bikurim nowadays. But I when I think about this, I think about, let's say, Birkas HaMazon. And we bless Hashem after we eat food. And so again, thank you, Hashem, for the food. V'chalta v'savata, right? The lashon of v'savata. We're all nervous that when you eat and you become satiated, then you're going to reject God. So when you eat and you're satiated, then you have to bless God. So you thank God for the food. But you see, that's the first bracha. And then we have, thank you, God, for Eretz Yisrael, the special kedusha, for the bris, for the Torah, for Yerushalayim. And at the end, we begin every time that we bench. We begin with a bracha on the food, but then the thank you becomes something about more of the relationship, and therefore, hopefully, after we bench each and every day, we have tremendous simcha, not simply simcha, that we expressed because of thank you. I'm so happy that I ate this food. I had a wonderful meal, and I'm thanking God for the meal. But through our thanks and our anivus, the simcha that is generated from that, it becomes far more, far deeper, and that's really our goal. It's a little selfish. In other words, it's self-serving. We think, oh, I have to thank God again. No, but it actually results in a much deeper, more thicker, much thicker form of simcha for more than we would have thought before we thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think that's the goal of Bikur.